What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the Eurozone. And apparently over in Italy, in the streets of Ferrara, Nigerian migrants are waging war with machetes, axes, and knives. Apparently, knives are very popular with the incoming migrants. And knife crime is up all over the Eurozone, as a matter of fact. But apparently, there are two rival Nigerian gangs in this town. And they're basically chopping each other up. And police and emergency services have been responding to scenes of frequent clashes where butchered combatants are found lying in pools of gore. And they're averaging like two of these attacks a day. Thank you, George Soros, for this. Now, a little bit of good news. The globalist grip on Europe is showing signs of weakening. Both Angela Merkel and Macron are tanking in the polls. And basically, they're seeing nationalism and patriotism and conservatism growing across the European Union. The backlash has begun. Pendulum always swings back and forth, back and forth. The liberals pushed that pendulum as far as they could. But now it's coming back. Now, David Garcia, he's a leading Arizona Democrat. And he's an ally to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And he was out there talking to progressive activists and said, just imagine a borderless USA. Just imagine no wall. And you have to look at the damage that's already been caused here and in Europe to understand why there needs to be a wall. Now, Garcia is supported by the socialist left and has even won support from billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer. In June, Garcia held a fundraiser at Steyer's mansion in San Francisco, California. And Steyer, one of the billionaires of the socialist left, has funded similar anti-Trump pro-open borders groups as billionaire George Soros. So they're out there pushing this thing. They're messing about with our planet. And you know something? I reject the idea that because somebody's a billionaire, that they have any kind of control over our lives. That's not the way it's supposed to be. These people are not elected. We did not give our consent to them to just mess around with our country like this. All right, so let's get into the situation with Alex Jones here. Because Facebook has removed Alex Jones' pages for hate and bullying. They're suspending Jones' account for 30 days, supposedly for posting content that broke its rules. And again, this article here that came out of Web News Sys has its own spin. They describe Alex Jones as a right-wing conspiracy theorist. At least they didn't call him a conspiracy nut. Apple removes most of Alex Jones' podcasts from iTunes, just erased them. And this is being reported by BuzzFeed. And this move by Apple is the most sweeping of recent crackdowns on Jones' program by Facebook and other online sites that have suspended or removed some of his conspiracy-driven content. Only one program provided by InfoWars, Real News with David Knight, remained on Apple's platforms on Sunday. And an Apple spokesman was not available for comment early on Monday. So this is it. This is the war. They're starting the war. Article out of LouRockwell.com. The deep state intends to destroy Alex Jones. Don't let them. And they're using these fabricated, unwarranted lawsuits are being used to shut down Alex Jones, who raises too many issues that those who rule us do not want raised. Even this article says, at times, Alex can be over the top, but overall, he has spread a lot of awareness of events that otherwise would have received no notice. That is certainly true. So they definitely want him shut down, and then they'll be after others. They'll be going after the rest of us. That's just the hard reality. They don't want open discussion. They don't want the American people to decide for themselves or think for themselves. They want to go back to that wonderful time of the Cold War where the government would tell the media what lies to tell you, and you would just sit there and believe them because you were innocent, naive, and trusting. Now, there may be a bit of a blowback. Apparently, Charles Fien, layman, reporting for the Washington Free Beacon, says a new policy paper making the rounds in Congress and tech circles could signal the future of regulating big tech. And this is described as a rude awakening for Facebook and Google. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Representative Daryl Issa is out there saying that if Twitter and Facebook are going to politic through algorithms, then it's time for them to be regulated by the Federal Elections Commission. That, and along with the fact that they're losing money. Over in Great Britain, Theresa May is launching what she's calling the Fusion Doctrine. It's being described as a new era of dictatorial power. And basically, Theresa May has instructed the intelligence services to use social media to disrupt misinformation, and says she will use every capability at our disposal to defeat the new threat facing Britain, which is the truth getting on out there about what immigration has done. And Mrs. May revealed that a major new effort will ensure every government agency and department views national security as their priority rather than just police and security services. And this plan, dubbed the Fusion Doctrine, aims to tackle the evolving threats posed by cyber warfare and so-called fake news. So, yeah, this is it. This is the big fight. And yes, like that caller, years ago, I knew we would reach this point. Now, interestingly enough, apparently sales figures for tablets have slumped by more than 13% since last year. And apparently the allure of the tablet is wearing off, and people are going back to laptops with real keyboards. And I can understand why. I mean, the tablet's convenient to have, but not for that kind of money. I mean, we got for free with our AT&T renewal, but I wouldn't have bought one for myself. I did buy one for Claire, but I didn't need one. Now, apparently there is a new flaw that's been discovered in Drupal sites. It's called Symfony, and it affects Drupal 8 versions before version 8.5.6. So more cybercrime out there. Over in Bangladesh, they're having protests. The students are saying they wanted a peaceful protest, but the police have opened up on them with rubber bullets and tear gas. And the protests are really actually over road safety, and they've turned more violent with the deaths of two students as police use tear gas to break up the demonstration in Dhaka. And activists are saying four people have been injured. So it looks like the police are accelerating this. And so Bangladesh authorities have shut down all mobile internet access across the country, trying to basically contain the violence and what they describe as misinformation online. You know,
we're coming off one of the deadliest.
Turn off the Wi-Fi. Keep them dumb and stupid. We can control them better that way. Over in Phoenix, they had a major, major dust storm. A lot of people were describing it as biblical. Others were saying it was almost like going back to the Dust Bowl, which was caused by chronic land mismanagement. And I remember when I was a kid in school, we saw a film from the U.S. government about how the Dust Bowl was terrible, and the U.S. government was making sure it would never happen again. And here we have it happening again. Over in Lynchburg, Virginia, they had a close call. They had heavy, heavy rains that caused the Lynchburg Dam to overtop. Water was flowing over the top as well as down through the spillway. Fortunately, the Lynchburg Dam is concrete and not dirt. And there was a concern that if the dam did collapse, the city of Lynchburg would be under 17 feet of water in just 7 minutes. The rain has now backed off. The water has gone down, and officials are now allowing citizens of Lynchburg to return to their homes. So good on that one here. This is kind of a weird story, and it appeared in CTV News up in Canada. Apparently, there was this major pileup, and one of the drivers who just got caught in the middle of it was actually billed for the firefighter response. And she said she never required or asked for firefighter assistance, but she got the bill for it anyway. Now, municipal fire departments in Alberta are able to bill the province for costs related to collisions on provincial highways. The government's insurance company can then turn to drivers involved in the collision to recoup the money. Although normally it's done through insurance companies rather by sending direct bills to the drivers themselves. And a lot of these drivers are saying, well, wait, you know, why are we paying taxes only to have bills sent to us? You know, one or the other. Over in Philadelphia, apparently there is a big upset over there that homes are being repossessed for as little as $300 in unpaid gas bills, because apparently the public gas company has started using an automated system to issue liens against the home. And there is zero due process, and if there is a system or administrative error, it doesn't really matter. Your home gets repossessed. There's even a concern that landlords could lose their rental properties if the person living in them misses the gas payments. So a whole bunch of the landlords got together and sued the city in federal court, but they lost. So the rise of the corporate interests here. All right, you're going to love this story. Okay. Over in Great Britain. This is right here in the United States. The National Institutes of Health is spending $1.1 million to create a hookup app for transgender women and gay black men. And a lot of people are saying, why? You know, why is this being done here? Because, I mean, this is being supported by taxpayer money. And clearly it's a pork barrel project. If there was an actual demand for this, the private sector could provide it. But the NIH just said, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to have this app for transgender women and gay black men. Now, turning to education, apparently over in Charlotte, North Carolina, they decided they were going to retest their teachers, which they do periodically, for their state license to be a teacher. And apparently in this last round, literally thousands of elementary school teachers failed portions of their state licensing exams. Now, of course, they're putting the blame on the exams. So the exams are too hard. You know, it's not the teacher's fault here. But in North Carolina, almost 2,400 elementary school teachers have failed the math portion of their licensing exams over the past 5 years. And the failures have increased since the state hired Pearson Publishing Company in 2013 to give the exam, according to a report given to the State Board of Education. Now, failure rates are going up at a time when schools across North Carolina are struggling to find teachers for the youngest students. And Pearson Publishing, for those who don't remember, is very much caught up in the Common Core curriculum. They're right on the heart of that. All right, so let's talk about some science and health news. And as we mentioned before, Hawaii's Volcano Village want their visitors back. They have taken a 90% hit in tourism revenue, and the city is very dependent on tourism. They got art galleries, they got restaurants. It's really a very nice place to visit, and they're trying to get people to come on back. And it's going to be hard. There's a lot of road damage that has to be repaired. Interesting video surfaced last week where they were using a helicopter to rescue a cow, get it out of the way of the lava. Now, the good news is, and yesterday I was looking at the tilt meter data, and I saw it had flattened out. And I turned to Claire and I said, I think this may be over. And so today we get a report from the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory that earthquakes have reduced at Kilauea Summit, and the lava flow from Fissure 8 has basically stopped. There's no movement in the channel. Now, they're still warning people that they need to stay away from there. The lava is still very hot. It's got a very thin crust. If you walk in the wrong place, you can disappear. But it looks like this eruption may finally be coming to an end, and this is the longest one in state's recorded history. Now, of course, toward the end of this week, we're going to have Hurricane Hector coming across the Big Island. Now, the eye will be out to sea, but the lava field is going to be close enough where it's going to get a good drenching. And that means there's going to be a lot of steam and a lot of lays and a lot of hissing. Now, here on Oahu, we actually have some raging brush fires out on the leeward side, which is way out that-a-way. And they're not close to Claire and I, but we can see the smoke in the distance. And two elementary schools in West Oahu have been closed for safety, just to make sure that the students are not around there. And, of course, getting on back to Hurricane Hector, it's now a Cat 4 hurricane. The predicted track is still to the south of the Hawaiian Islands. And so it's probably going to be here about Thursday. And it's a pretty big storm. We're going to be on the edge of it, which means we'll get some rain, we'll get some wind. Hopefully we won't lose our electricity. We'll be able to do our show as normal, but you never can tell here. But barring a sudden change in direction, it looks like we dodged a bullet. There is, however, another tropical depression forming right behind it. So we're kind of like in a shooting gallery. There's an additional two tropical storms moving up the coast of Mexico. So this is going to be a wild and crazy season. Apparently, two powerful earthquakes hit the Indonesian resort islands of Bali and Lombok. At least 91 people are dead. Hundreds of people have been taken to the local hospitals. Thousands of homes have been damaged. So the planet really is rocking and rolling. There was an interesting article that came out the other day saying that there is statistical evidence that a large earthquake on one side of the planet can actually trigger an earthquake at the exact opposite point, which seismic waves would fan out, fan around the globe, and then reconcentrate at that opposite point. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Yeah. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, down in Florida, They were having a back-to-school event at Titusville Park, and apparently somebody who was there got into a fist fight with another parent and left and then came on back with a gun, basically returned to the park and began firing. Now, a bystander licensed to carry a firearm then shot the shooter, who was wounded and evacuated to a nearby hospital, apparently in critical condition. But it's another reminder, the only way you can stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. This could have turned into another mass shooting involving children, and oh my goodness, the gun grabbers would have had a field day with that. By the way, did you know that the largest mass shooting in American history is the Wounded Knee Massacre, where literally hundreds of Lakota were slaughtered by the United States government? All right. Now, this one is very unpleasant. There was this 20-year-old man with Down syndrome, and he was shot and killed by police this week as he walked down the street with a toy gun. Now, if you look at a photo of this guy, you can tell this is a Down's child. And the mother is saying he had the mentality of a three-year-old. And police are claiming that the young man created a threat that needed to be dealt with deadly force. And so three police officers shot him in his stomach for walking down the street with a plastic toy gun. Not very good here. All right. Meanwhile, up in Chicago, Chicagoans are getting very angry at what they're describing as con man Mayor Emanuel. There was a record shooting spree over this last week. 77 people were shot last week in Chicago, 9 fatally. And every time I see the story come on out, the numbers keep going on up. But the shootings accelerated aggressively. 30 shot in 3 hours. Just 3 hours. Boy, thank goodness Chicago has such strict gun laws. It would really be out of control there, wouldn't it, here? Over at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they have upheld this bill, this California bill, that requires new semi-automatic handguns to automatically imprint bullet casings with identifying information, including make and model of the gun, the serial number of the gun, various other information. And they're upholding this bill, even though the technology doesn't exist. And the requirement of this law is this information has to be stamped on 2 different parts of the brass casing. And as a result of the new law, some gun companies are just pulling out of California, like Ruger and Smith & Wesson. And gun rights advocates are slamming the law, saying this is ridiculous. They're demanding that we have something that doesn't exist yet. Yeah, politicians here. Over in Great Britain, the British government is going for a policy called presumed consent, where everybody by default will be considered an organ donor unless they specifically opt out. And conservative government ministers are to go ahead with this reforming the organ donation laws, which they say will increase the availability of organs for transplant by 700 per year. And Wales is already operating such a system. Scotland is looking into a such similar scheme. And Northern Ireland is also considering it. And being an organ donor is actually kind of a cool thing to be. Now, here in Hawaii, when you get your driver's license, they have a little checkbox on the back where you basically say, yes, I'm an organ donor. So if they find you dead in the road, they call the ambulance and take you off. Apparently, Lyme disease has now come back to all 50 states, and Florida and California used to be considered low risk. Now, all of a sudden, they're hot spots for this tick-borne illness. Rates are soaring nationwide. Gee, I wonder who walked across the border carrying this Lyme disease and so many others. It's just another way in which this open border situation is causing harm to the American people. And I look at some of these liberals, and it's almost like they're totally disconnected from reality. Or they just don't care. They just want what they want, and they're oblivious to the harm they're actually causing. And that's not wise leadership. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials here. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is now actually covering the problem with older Americans increasingly being driven into bankruptcy. And they're talking about loss of pensions, retiree benefits, shrinking safety net. But our leaders want to give illegal immigrants sneaking into our country a payment. Give them stuff. Get him in here. Get him voting Democratic. It sometimes feels like this country is literally tearing itself apart. You look around at what's going on between the violence and the bizarre behavior, and it just feels like our society is coming apart. Anyway, getting on back to the science and medicine here. Millions of people battling addiction to prescription drugs in hidden crisis. This is over in Great Britain. And we have the same problem here, where doctors are being incentivized to write prescriptions for addictive pain medications. And then the people get on the medications and they can't get off. Permanent cash flow to the pharmaceutical industry. That's really what it's all about. It's getting hard to see a moral, ethical difference between the pharmaceutical corporations and the dealer down on the street corner. Now, last week, there was this meteor that came down in Greenland. And the Air Force was still very silent about it. They've updated the information. Apparently, the meteor did not actually hit the Earth. It exploded about 25 miles up. It would have been visible and certainly audible to the people at the Air Force base. So a lot of people are wondering if it was, in fact, a botched weapons test here. All right, let's see. We're going to go to the phones. Beth in Florida. Aloha, Beth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to make a quick call. I heard you before the break mention about, you know, ticking that box off on your driver's license to be a donor or donating your organs. I just want to clarify one thing. When you do that, when you donate your organs, you have to be alive in order for them to make use of your organs. And there are people who have been.
No, I don't
not
think
quite
that's.
Dead.
No, well, I mean, basically, where most organ donors come from are like motorcycle accidents, because the brain will be destroyed, but the heart is still beating. So I guess technically in that sense, they would still be alive. But there are some parts of the body where you don't have to have that, like if they're transplanting tendons or things like that. In any event, the reality is for myself, I'm above the age where they take organ donations.
Okay, yeah, I know RBN, on not your show, but on other people's shows, they've had people and doctors who have come in and said, you know, a lot of people don't know that... you know, if they take your liver or your kidneys or whatever, you have to actually be alive. They put you in a frozen state, but they've done it to people who have not been brain dead. And I think Deanna Spingola or someone had it's been a while, maybe a couple of years ago, that this doctor came on and said, you know, a lot of people wouldn't tick off that box on their driver's license if they actually knew the truth of the matter.
Well, you know, I was trying to do the right thing here, but again, for me personally, you know, it's no longer a worry because I'm too old. I'm already worn out. Nobody wants my organs. But again, I think we're in a gray area where, you know, they're trying to make it sound like the old Monty Python sketch where these two guys come on in and just start chopping organs out of a guy who's sitting in his living room. I think there has to be some expectation that the patient's not going to survive. And at that point, whatever mechanical methods are used to preserve, you know, the organs, you know, it makes sense. They're going to put them in ice for transport. They're going to get the airplane ready. And, so it is a touchy issue, and I know a lot of people are bothered by it.
Yeah, there was, I can't remember her name now, but there was a woman whose son was, he actually came to in the ambulance, and they put him back out again because they wanted, I guess he was the right blood type or whatever, and they wanted his organs, and his mother put up a big fight trying to, you know, inform everybody of just the danger. You know, I'm older than you are.
That sounds like the storyline from the movie Coma, and I can't imagine that the ambulance attendants... I got to tell you, I'm having trouble with that story. You know, the ambulance attendants probably would not be involved in something like that for the simple reason that they're not paid well enough to do that, and they might blab. So I got to tell you that particular story does not pass the smell test. It is the storyline from the movie Coma.
I'll have to dig through the archives then and find that doctor. Okay, that's all I've got for you, Mike. Thank you. Enjoying your
all
show.
Right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, a long time. Nice talk with you. Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about what's going on with CNN talking about this guy Manafort and all the money he has, but they don't talk about what's going on in Chicago. 66 shootings over the weekend. 14 murdered. I mean, every weekend it seems like Chicago is like it's worse than the Middle East. And all you hear about is Manafort, Russia collusion, boo, 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 all this other nonsense to try to take Trump down. But here in the meantime, the country is being annihilated with these leftist cities. We got San Francisco, we got Chicago, 66 shootings over the weekend, Michael. That's unbelievable. That's worse than Vietnam. And I mean, this is a war zone. And, you know, you think about what's going on. Look, I just came back from Cuba. I can tell you all about Cuba. If you ever want to get educated, I'll tell you all about it. I can tell you in Cuba, they don't have no crime as far as that kind of nonsense, because they'll take you against the wall in 3 days and they'll shoot you. Well, put four guys over there, one will have a 22 bullet, line you up against a wall. In every city, they have a wall, and they'll line you up, turn you around, put a blindfold to shoot you in the head. They don't have crime in Cuba, believe me. Especially capital crime. Yep. They may have little petty theft crime, and people, when they get steal a chicken or something, or a cow or a pig, you know what they do? They'll take the machete out and they'll cut the person's arm off, and there's a lot of them guys running around Cuba with no arms, okay? But now I'll give you a little synopsis of what's going on in Cuba. But getting back to the United States, what's going on here in our cities like Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, and all, you know, in this Black Lives Matter nonsense, this is all insanity. And, you know, you look what's going on in the left coast of San Francisco and California, Mexifornia. That place is destroyed. Fires yes. everywhere. The place is destroyed. You know what? All these media creeps keep talking about is Trump, Russia collusion, Manafort, Paul Manafort, he's guilty, he's this, Manafort's that, Manafort's a criminal. Hey, the guy made money, so what? Come on. This is all nonsense here. It is all run by a bunch of socialist communists, which is George Soros funded. You got all these leftist pigs in this country, and all these college kids are getting brainwashed, and they're going fighting their own people, Antifa and all that. What kind of nonsense is this? This media, this is like Goldfinger out of a James Bond movie. Back in the 60s when Connery made Goldfinger. This is exactly what the hell is going on. It's insanity. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you, Michael, I just got back to Cuba a couple weeks back, and I can tell you, yeah, they have their problems. And it placed, he didn't get, you know, there was not a revolution there. It was a revolution. It places in rubble, okay? And when you go to the resort cities, it's okay. I'm not going to lie to you. It's beautiful. But you got on the country outside, man, it looks like something time stood still. You're back in 1959. I can guarantee you that. And yep. I'll tell you, but there's no crime over there as far as major crime. You don't hear about it. And if there's an accident over there, well, they just scoop you up, throw you in a box, and that's it. I mean, it's, the dogs run off here. Every city you go to, Michael, the dogs are running free by the thousands. They don't have animal control. They don't have weed eaters over there,
okay,
Michael. They have goats eating all the grass. It's unbelievable. But
okay,
it's a beautiful place.
Tom,
I love it.
Tom, we're running out of time, and I don't need any more about Cuba here. But getting on back to the liberal
Chicago.
Bastions in this country, places like Chicago, Baltimore, every place that's under liberal control, it's being turned into a welfare state. And they're trying to get people dependent on the government so they'll keep voting for the government. It's real bread and circuses stuff. And you need to understand that Nazi Germany was a welfare state, and so was Stalinist Russia. They got everybody, basically forced them to be dependent on the government to keep them obedient. And that's what the liberal agenda is trying to do here. And for people who are not going along with that, then they have that Antifa group that's out there just beating and clubbing people.
Yeah, it's horrible. These leftists are looking for the lollipop, Michael. And, you know, it's got to stop. And Trump, you know, I tell you what, Trump ought to send the military. He ought to send a National Guard in Chicago. He really should. He said he should send the guard in there, let them straighten out, put that Rahm Emanuel on notice, hey, guess what, the guard's coming in here. We're going to straighten this nightmare out once for all. So, you know,
well, it's a case of what is he going to do? I mean, Chicagoans want Trump to come on in. They reach the point where it's obvious Rahm Emanuel can't do anything or won't do anything about it. But what's the National Guard or the military going to do? Come on in and just start house-to-house searches and gun confiscation?
Well, Michael, I'll tell you, here in South Florida, in the Miami area, and Fort Lauderdale areas, you got a big crack epidemic. I mean, you got girls out there, 19, 20, 25 years old. They're on crack. I mean, you see hundreds of them. It's like, what's going on here? There's crack hoes everywhere. It's like, it's insanity what's going on in our cities. Insanity. You know, we're not talk about the drug issue, Michael. Just come pouring over the border. All these girls are on smoking crack, and it's crazy what's happened. You know, you didn't hear about this in the 60s or 70s, not even really in the 80s. This didn't really start happening until the 90s. You didn't see all these people smoking crack and guns pouring in our country like madness in the 70s and 80s. No, there's some kind of a, I don't know if it's at Soros or who's behind this, Goldfinger. But there's something crazy going on, and I mean every state in our country.
Well, we know that a lot of the drug trafficking in this country is tied up with intelligence agencies. The CIA has been using illicit substances as a source of revenue not subject to congressional review, going all the way back to Vietnam, when they were using the body bags of our dead kids to smuggle opium back to the United States. And it transshipped through right here on Oahu because they couldn't fly the entire Pacific in one jump. And it corrupted our local politics as well. And the effects were felt for years afterwards.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing that Trump hasn't got the money for the border wall, Michael. I don't know what's going to happen with this election, but I mean, they won't even fund the rhinos won't even help the guy get funny for a wall that needs to be built immediately to stop this insanity. It's crazy. It's insane.
It is. It's just unbelievably insane. And
well, my brother called me. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I go ahead.
In Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale is off the chain, Michael. The kidnappings over there. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, he told me that on the news. They had it where they found a house, and they had five young males in there, and they're kidnapped, and I don't know what they're doing to them, but, I mean, that's happening on the news over every day in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale. You're hearing on the news, kidnappings, this, drugs coming in. I mean, goodness, I thought Miami is, South Florida's bad. My gosh, place is nuts. So, you know,
yeah, it is.
Hopefully it gets resolved.
It really is. Well, I think the only way we're going to be able to resolve it is we're going to have to wait for the crash. Okay, the people that are in power right now, they like things exactly the way they are. It's giving them wealth or prestige or power, and they're not going to allow anything to change what it is that they're doing, whether it's the economy or the border issue or the opiate crisis. All of these things exist and are maintained by people who profit from them. So we're going to have to wait for the crash and then be ready to go with mobilizing ordinary American people to stand up and say, you know, we formed our own country once before and it worked out pretty good. And I think we're going to do that again and just basically ban the professional political class from having any dialogue whatsoever in the discussion.
I totally agree, Michael. One more thing, Michael, CNN, are they ever going to tell the truth about anything? And what's going to happen with this Manafort and this Mueller investigation on Trump? What's your opinion on that? What's going to happen with this guy, Manafort and all the small the money he's stole or whatever? What about Hillary? She's still in left and right and Bill. But here it's Trump and Manafort. What's your opinion on that?
First of all, regarding CNN, I think if CNN ever told the truth, their logo would explode. As far as Manafort, apparently he's being he's not being charged for a tax evasion and possible money laundering. But his ace in the hole is Rod Rosenstein, because 8 years ago, Rod Rosenstein investigated Manafort for these exact same events and exonerated him. So what they're going to do, and looking at the media coverage, they're trying to make fun of him. They're trying to make him look unsympathetic. I forget how many times I've read about his ostrich jacket, which I will grant you is extraordinarily over the top. But, I mean, if they're making fun of his wardrobe, that's an attempt basically to kill sympathy for him. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go. We're getting close to the end of the program. And I've got a few more bits and pieces of news here. Article coming on out here from The Verge. Why NASA is struggling to get its most powerful space telescope off the ground. And they're talking about the James Webb Space Telescope, which is over budget. And first of all, you need to understand NASA's total budget is very small. NASA receives roughly half of 1% of the annual federal budget. The American people are spending more on pizza than they do on spaceflight. So they want to get this James Webb Space Telescope up there. And they're having to be very careful, because if you look at the design of this, it is probably one of the most complex self-assembling structures to ever be put into space. And where it's going to be put, it will be unreachable. Even if we still had a space shuttle program, it wouldn't be able to get to the James Webb Space Telescope in order to repair it. And I'm sure a lot of people working on this are remembering the embarrassment over the Hubble Space Telescope, but they were able to get up there and repair that using the space shuttle. Not this time. It's got to work right on the very first attempt, which is, you know, all the solar panels deploy, everything unfolds correctly. Even the main mirror, the main optical mirror, is in pieces and has to assemble. So I think NASA is justified in taking time and spending the money to make sure this will work properly. And as I said before, NASA's budget is just tiny compared to the rest of the government. I mean, look at the cost of the F-35, for example. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to NASA, NASA has now announced on Friday the 9 men and women who will be the first crews for the commercial spaceships being built by Boeing and SpaceX, which are expected to launch to the International Space Station beginning next year. And these missions will mark the first crewed launches from U.S. soil since the end of the space shuttle program 7 years ago. So finally, we're getting back into space here. Now, Google is apparently funding a campaign group that spams policymakers and newspapers in an attempt to influence key decisions that affect the tech giant. And the group is called Open Media. It encourages members of the public to sway the opinion of influential politicians and media figures by sending them automated messages. But the site is being used to amplify the extent of public support for policies that benefit Silicon Valley, an investigation by The Times suggests. Its tools, which include one-click links to automate tweet and email key policy figures, were recently used to send a barrage of messages to members of the European Parliament, pushing them to reject a proposal for tighter EU copyright laws. So apparently Facebook and Google led the lobbying campaign to get that defeated. I'm glad they were. Now, here's another one. Facebook wants to cash in on the 11 billion pound Lonely Hearts industry. They're launching a dating app that allows users to choose from 5 different genders. I don't know. Why don't they just use a slider? You know, just somewhere in there. Talk about our technology getting decadent, along with our society as a whole, which is really where it is. Anyway, Mike Adams has issued an official statement on the censorship of Alex Jones. And he's saying, it's time to arrest these tech giant executives for criminal racketeering and fraud. He says RICO clearly applies here because there is a conspiracy to silence America. He may be on to something. But I'm hoping that the courts are, the jury rather, will side with Alex Jones on this. Because if you can be sued for defamation by somebody who doesn't like what you're saying, that's not just a threat to the independent media. It's a threat to all media. Even if you ignore that double standard of this New York Times lady screaming about white men are bad on Twitter and it being allowed to stand at the same time they're trying to silence Alex Jones. But these are definitely dark times. We're definitely being shoved into a globalist dictatorship. And it may falter. It may stumble. Now they're back to saying that Brexit is going to be a no-deal Brexit. They can't reach an agreement. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Please help out everybody in the independent media. They need your support against basically this attack to keep us all silenced. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.